This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Dear brothers and sisters, I've been contemplating the sheer amount of praise that our mother Aisha heaped on her husband, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with respect to his conduct, his manners, his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and particularly in the month of Ramadan. She would say, for example, take note of this, كَانَ يَعْتَكِفُ الْعَشْرَ الْأَوَاخِرَ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ حَتَّى تَوَفَّهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَ. She said, I saw that he would seclude himself in the mosque for worship in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, doing this year in, year out, till the day he died. Think about the second narration and tell me what you read between the lines. She would say about him, كَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ أَحْيَا اللَّيْلَ وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرُ. Whenever the last 10 nights of Ramadan would arrive each year, he would wake up his family to pray, and he would exert himself, and he prepared for hard work. Subhanallah al-Azim. A third narration, and tell me, what do you read between the lines? She would say about him, كان يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن. He would pray 4 units of salah at night, but don't ask about how long and beautiful they were. Then he would pray another 4 units at night, but don't ask about how long and beautiful they were. Allahu Akbar. See, with these narrations that you just heard, I don't want to necessarily focus on the rulings that are contained within them, as much as I want to draw your attention to something altogether different. There is something that can be sensed in these words of Aisha radiallahu anha as she is praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her husband. There is a clear tone of admiration and awe that she has for her husband because of what she has seen and witnessed in him. The question here, therefore, is can your spouse say the same thing about you? See, the praise that a person receives by his colleagues at work, or his friends, or his students, it's not that special because it's quite easy to put up a front that everyone loves. May Allah forgive us, we all do it. It's at home, however, when masks fall off and you are seen for the person whom you truly are. And perhaps this is one of the secrets why the people of Jannah, they will say, when entering paradise, speaking with one another and listing the qualities that Allah allowed them to enter Jannah, who better to hear it from than the people of Jannah themselves? They say, here is one of the qualities. Inna kunna qablu fi ahlina mushfiqin. They said before, in dunya, we used to be people who were afraid of Allah amidst our families. Underline that word. They didn't say we used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amidst our friends or amidst our community or amidst our brothers and sisters in the masjid. No, they say our fear of Allah back in this world when we were in dunya was amidst our families. An indication, therefore, of just how sincere and genuine these people were. Because a person may be cautious of Allah Almighty in private, in his family, amidst his family, a person who is like that will most certainly be the same way in public. But the opposite is not always the case. And look at how precise, therefore, their words were amidst our family. In the initial phase of marriage, we all try to hide certain negative traits about ourselves, be it stinginess, be it a short temper, be it laziness, as well as pretending to be things that we're not. We may pull it off for a week, for a month, maybe even a year if you're a really good actor. But whether you like it or not, the facade has to eventually deteriorate, uncovering the person whom you truly are. And if despite this, your spouse is still able to say about you, he, she is unbelievably dedicated to Allah, or I have never seen a person like him, like her, who distanced themselves from sin like him, like her, or the example that he or she is setting is putting me to shame, or I have become such a better Muslim since marrying her, since marrying him. If your spouse is able to say that about you, then you are a truly special person. Just like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did at home. Be an example. Raise the bar. And let your presence always be that reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the home of the hereafter, both during Ramadan and more importantly, beyond Ramadan as well.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.